You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to Great Table Talk, everyone. It's your girl, Cash.
Ree.
Hey, Ree girl.
Hey.
Hey, we got a special guest. It's her first time. Hey, B.
Hey.
Hey, welcome, B. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Well, this is a special edition. This podcast is called The Summer of 79. Oh. Can everybody agree with that? Summer of 79.
Summer 79.
And the reason that it's called The Summer of 79, because, of course, 79 was a wonderful year because we all came into this world on 79. Yes?
That's right.
Mm, that's right.
So my birth date is August 1st, 79. B, what's yours?
June 26th, 79.
And Ree?
August 20th, 79.
Ree needs to respect her elders in here.
A little bit.
Now you can say Miss, Mrs., Ma'am.
Just don't say elder. Could,
yeah. Don't say elder. We're not there yet.
Or I can say something that gets censored.
You can call me auntie. Yeah.
How about that?
Summer of 79. So June, that meant your parents conceived you on what, B?
Well,
that's
September.
I know. Well, I'm glad that you don't.
She has
now,
a lot of
if you did know the date, that would be something really like okay.
Yeah, it's be around September.
September. So that makes me October, November.
Yeah, we somewhere in there.
November. Yeah. See, yours was definitely summer. You know.
Definitely summer.
You know, and ours was the fall. Mm-hmm. You know, people get comfortable in fall. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm hot in fall. Like they're not really checking for me in summer. But come fall, they're going to be checking for me. I know y'all going to be checking for me. We need something to do. All right, summer almost over. Just DM be blowing up in a fall time. Hey, boo. You warm?
You know.
I am.
You are autumn.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, now y'all want to be okay, whatever. So, do you all know how your parents met?
Yeah. I kind of know the story.
I think I do too.
Well, for one, they grew up down the street from each other. Let's just start there. But the way my mom told me the story was that when my dad was away in the military or whatever, he sent a note to my mom through my aunt.
How did it went
through his sister. Yeah.
And got it. Okay.
And she brought the letter down the street, and it basically was him, you know, want to know if my mom was available when he came.
That's
home.
Some old school stuff. Hey. You know, I love a nice little handwritten note. Am I the only one that's corny like that I like?
No, handwritten. I like handwritten.
Yeah. Me cards cute, but I like the letter. See, if you give me a card and be like, "Love, Raheem," why can't you write something cute at the bottom or something? You know, the day I looked at you, blah 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 blah, blah. Love, Raheem. Mm-hmm. I get cards like "Love, Raheem."
I usually get cards, but the one handwritten note I got was on our wedding day. Like, you know, when
that's dope. Yeah, that's definitely. Dope too. Yeah, so you'd be like, okay, that's
and
my
it was
forever.
Literally like a little postage thing, but it was sweet.
Oh, I like that. See, I like that. You're with me over every time. Now, I'm not giving y'all no ideas out there. Don't think you can just not take me out to eat, but you can write a handwritten
a meal.
Nah, I mean, you take me for a meal and a handwritten note. So, B, how did your parents meet?
My parents met on Nichols State University campus. Daddy was a football player. I don't think mom was going to class too much, like shooting pool, going to the rec building, things like that. But that's where they met. I do have a little interesting tidbit.
What's that?
You know, back in the day, they kept you in the hospital a little long.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom's birthday is July 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Born at Charity. My dad's birthday is August 9th.
Oh.
Born at Charity.
That's why I like those two people. I tell
they
you.
They
were
in there at the
same time.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
So it's destined.
Destined.
So I'm just saying. So
none at all.
Okay. That's the inside joke. We kept
y'all
out of that.
Leos. Y'all hold a very special place in my heart.
Well, you know, because we dope like that, you know, because your parents, you know. Well, my parents, I think my mom and my aunt went to a party on a military base, and that's how they met. My uncle and my dad. So that's kind of how they met. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how they met. That's also how he lost. No, I'm just saying. So that's how they met, which is pretty dope. I think that's what I was told. Now, I don't think I asked my mom or my dad how they met. Isn't that kind of weird? I think my aunt, that's the one who told me the story about how they met. I mean, she was there, so I believe her. I probably asked my dad, why you asking that girl? Like, relax, brother, I'm just asking. You know, my mom be like, I don't know. It's just so long ago. You know, when they no longer together, mm-hmm. you get some parents. I'm like,
I don't remember what.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not that important. Who asked you this? Why you want to know this now? Baby, you're 40. Won't you?
Let it go.
Right. So, okay. This is the summer of 2019. Mm-hmm. You remember when we were in high school? We was like, man, we're going to be driving flying cars in 2019, 2020. Yeah. I mean, can you remember all the crazy things that we thought was going to be 2019, 2020? Like, 2020 should be a dope year for us.
Yeah,
like, definitely. I mean, not saying that this year is not, but I'm just saying 2020, when you think about it,
mm-hmm. it should
40
be.
Years old, definitely. 2020, that was always in my mind, like, oh, man, 2020 is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. I didn't know at that time that I have all these children. I didn't know that. But, you know, they're here now, thank God. Amen. Amen. Yeah. But they hit now. So now that we all are 40, except you, Reen, you got a few more days.
Just a few more.
So just sit here and just listen. No,
no, no, I am going to contribute.
So now that you are 40, give me the top four things that you've learned in these 40 years. We're just going to go around. What is one of the things that you said, that the first thing that comes to mind of what you've learned in these past 40 years?
Who first?
We're going to put you first, newbie.
I didn't ask that question.
Oh, you just, I had my head down. My bad. What? B, you first.
So I have to go. Okay. Let me see. 40 years. Well, one thing that I've learned recently is I have to embrace where I am now mm-hmm. while still moving towards those goals that I want to accomplish. Don't stay stagnant too long, mm-hmm. but still embrace where you are.
Right. That's good. Ring.
My value. I've learned my value. I didn't always know that. And so now I'm a lot more confident. Mm-hmm. I'm still working on things.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. But just knowing that, hey, I have a place, I have a purpose, mm-hmm. and I have value.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I've learned, my top one would be, or one of my four, shall I say, would be it's always okay to start over. Mm-hmm. Meaning always don't That's be afraid to start too. Over.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
so,
definitely.
And I you're 40 and it's like, man, hold on now. What do you mean starting over? Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, I thought it was the end when I got, you know, pregnant at 16 and had to start all over. I just knew what college I was going to. Nope.
Constantly start over.
Right.
I mean, you're constantly, you know, because the thing is, society, people, you know, even social media have you feeling like
you ain't on it.
Like you a failure or something mm-hmm. like that. Like, that's not the case. Everybody, you know, everybody shares the highlights.
Right. Right.
But, you know, we all have to start over on something.
On some level. You know, right.
Right.
How do we correct things if we don't?
Right. That's right. That's right. So what's your second one? We're going to start with you, Ree.
Well, that was one of mine.
No, okay, but yeah.
Being okay is starting over.
Right.
I would say I learned a lot about loyalty. Like, and it doesn't have a start date. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I have people that's, excuse me, in my life that I haven't known forever, but are totally loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, I have people that's in my life that I've known forever that are not.
That Lord, yeah.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, it's just on how to measure that. It's no, for me, it's not time anymore.
Right.
It's not about the time.
Right.
It's, you know, how are you treating me? You know, mm-hmm. is it that reciprocated the way that I treat you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, can I trust you? That mm-hmm. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Discernment. That's another thing for me. Like, that that has improved for me on so many levels. And that happened, I guess, while I was still in Texas, a lady at church told me, she was like, you have to pray for discernment. And like, I had heard that before, but I really at that point was like, okay, why don't I do it? And I'm telling you, like, literally, now my eyes are so open, so much more open. I still have a lot to learn, like we all do, but the same thing people were able to come at me with,
you can't. Mm-mm. Yeah, back then, there's a whole new story now.
Yeah, no way.
Mm-mm. What's your 2B?
One that I've really been leaning on lately is don't sweat the small stuff.
Right.
Like, you really have to let the little stuff go. If you can't control it, you have to flow with it until you get to a point where, okay, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to deal with this and push through.
Right.
You can't let every little thing that happens in your life tear you down.
Right. Right. Yep. And my 2, I would have to say, I don't know. I've always been one to be okay with taking risks, but living life with no apologies. And what I mean by that is, even if you try something that doesn't work out, okay, move on to the next. Exactly. You get what I'm saying? Yes. One of the things I learned in my 40s, I think, is live a life with very little regrets and with no apologies, very little apologies. Not saying I can't apologize, because I can. Don't take it like that. But just saying I owe you no apology for being my best self.
Right.
I owe you no apology for me doing what's best for me. Mm-hmm. And early in my life, just because certain people helped me along the way, I felt like I was indebted to them for life. Like, oh,
right.
And I didn't care. I didn't like that, because it was like a noose, you know, around my neck, that is like, I can't do something because I got to bring you along. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to Disney, so I got to bring you just because you fed me a meal when I was a kid, you know, and didn't have a meal. And don't get me wrong. I always look out for those people who looked out for me. But along the way, I learned that those same people that looked out for me, and I'm quoting, air quoting, guys, looked out for me, they had motives for looking out for me. So it wasn't from a genuine place. So I had to kind of let those people, you know, go to the wayside. So that's one big thing that I learned is who's rocking with you is going to rock with you if you have stuff or don't have stuff.
Exactly.
But if you're getting to be a better you, you're going to have some people that come along and try to hate on you. Doing what's best for you, or try to convince you why you shouldn't do that.
People that don't like the better you, or don't want you to be a better you.
Right, right. So, what's your 3? Who I went to? Oh, it's me, since I did.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay, so I would think my 3 is, it's embrace the new. Is that kind of like the first thing I said? Embrace the new is like, for instance, I've been doing one thing in my whole, my career has been one thing 20 some years, like Paris 22, so that about 21 years. And I want to do something different. You get what I'm saying? I want to do something to make my heart sing. So if y'all look up one day and I'm out there DJing, but on the side, I'm a barber.
That's where I'm at. I'm like, what really makes me like?
Right. Yeah. Now I'm not going to never, I don't want to give up my bread and butter, but at the same token, it's like, listen, you know, maybe I'm destined. I want to be a Walmart greeter, making millions in the daytime. But hey, welcome to Walmart, Home Depot, and welcome to Home Depot. No, I'm just, I don't know what that may be, but I am okay with embracing a new whatever that may be. Right. So that's my 3.
That's my 3rd one. Have fun.
Word up. That was my 4. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Just have fun.
Thank you.
Say the same thing. Like, just have fun.
Right.
Like, laugh.
Stop taking yourself too serious. Have fun.
You know? And don't take on other people's hangups. Like,
word up.
Their hangups be theirs. Like, don't tell me you don't like something about me, or you think I'm this or that. That's your thing. That's your insecurity.
Right. Absolutely. You know? Well, that was my 4, but go ahead.
And that was my 3rd.
Okay, well,
because I really was going to be like, we just got to live life.
Right.
Like, that's
and have fun. Because if you don't have fun, you're always working. Like, I'm going to be honest, after high school, I went to school full time. I worked full time. Raised these kids. Mm-hmm. Got married super early. You know, as we all know how the story went, it didn't necessarily last because we really outgrew each other because we got with each other super early. But I took myself so serious that I didn't have a chance to really enjoy. Not saying I have moments of fun raising the kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you 22 year old. I was 22 with 2 kids. Mm-hmm. 23 with 3 kids. So it's like I'm like I always been silly. And that's never going to change. You get what I'm saying?
We love that about you.
Yeah, I love to have surprised. Fun. You know? Really? I'm shocked.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, there have been a couple things, in my life that, like, man, this is, but I always can find a humor in things. Mm-hmm. Even in the darkest time, I'm like, yeah, to friends, this is not funny. This is serious, but I'm just saying. Y'all forgive me. Okay, so my older brother passed away years ago. Mm-hmm. That's not the funny part. But the funny part is me and my other brother, the one that's living, we was just sitting up in the house one day with the kids. And my brother said, man, my brother, we was eating chicken. Man, my brother loves some chicken. He was like, what? What? Your brother loves? Boy, he know he loves some chicken. Like, where did that come from? So I'm just saying, like, that stuff right there, mm-hmm. It was funny. So we started talking about all kind of crazy things because my brother that passed, he and I was super close. Mm-hmm. But he also was the talking point of us as siblings talking. Like, mm-hmm. Me and Pooh always talk heavily about him,
right?
Because he used to always do some stuff that kept him in the headlines of the family. Mm-hmm. It was my oldest brother did some stuff, and it was me. Pooh did some stuff under the, you know, we didn't really talk about it. He wasn't much to talk about. So when my older brother passed away, it's kind of like, man, now I'm stuck with you, and we boring. My brother loves some chicken. Like, what? But so, I mean, I could find a humor in that. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. like, so... So have fun. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. So anything else you want to add about the summer of 79? You got any other things on your bucket list that you want to do before your 40 ticks down? Re? Bungee jumping? Skydiving?
No.
Sure?
No. Okay. No. I mean, sure? Everybody's level of fun.
A little different.
Let me go back to the having fun. I mean, I like to have fun on the ground.
So you won't do like the Orlando slingshot? None of that?
That would be dope. I can't wait to do that.
That at least has bungees on it.
Like, you mean the people that rock back?
And yes!
The lady that wig fell off?
Yes!
That would be fun. It would be unforgettable. It'd be documented for life.
It will. I will be that cheering y'all on.
No. So, I mean, I had a whole bunch of things that I was going to label 40 before 40, like we talked about.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. It didn't really happen, but I realized we didn't 40 by 40.
We didn't do anything.
We made it. We fought it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That was number one on the list. Get there.
So, I mean, I think I really have enjoyed the journey so far. I've told y'all this before. Mm-hmm. I don't look at 40 being a downer. I more so look at 40 as, man, I wonder what's to come.
Right.
Like, yeah. I knew what I shut up about that this is going to be the kickoff to the best years of my life. Mm-hmm. Although we know that the beginning of this year has started off very, 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 very,
but you
very,
know what?
Very rocky.
I thought about that on my way here.
As is with me.
Yeah.
About that on my way here because as I was, you know, leaving out, my grandmother was sitting outside on the porch and she was rocking in her chair, like just enjoying. I was like, that's the goal.
That's the goal, yeah.
That's the goal.
It's crazy because I just was about to say that. We didn't go to 4. We're supposed to go to 4.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But, like, we're 40, but regardless, we need to cherish these moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have to make the memories.
Yeah.
And I think so many of us, we pulling out our phone, we pulling out this, we pulling out that. No, you have to cherish the moments.
The moments, mm-hmm. To be in that moment.
At one, it's going to come a time in our life, all we have is these memories.
Yeah.
We need to make them.
Yeah. And you're right. And I'm going to tell you. So I took a purge from social media at the beginning of the year, but I didn't know it was going to last so long. Like, this is like the 8th month of the year and I'm like still on this. And it's not like I don't go on that from time to time, it's not that social media depresses me. It's not that, it's just, I don't really know what it was, but I just stopped posting and started becoming a little bit more free.
I always say like my best moments are not even on there.
Right.
Because
right.
you're so, right. you know, enjoying the moment that, you think about it, it's like, dang, we didn't take a picture.
Right.
You know, like, we don't have, but I was in the moment.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, I didn't have time to, you know, I'm not going to, every time I sit down and enjoy a meal with somebody, I pull out my phone and take a picture.
Right. And then, and you know what, you say that, but like my kids they surprised me with a trip to Pensacola for my birthday. And I didn't expect that from them, but they, you know, they did that. And There was no, well, I know I didn't post anything about it. It was so dope just to be with them. And we had some conversation, you know, a couple of people fussed. You're not going to mention who those couple people are. You know, the family, you know who those two were. But it was so good to be on a beach to the sunset, went up there early in the morning, the sunrise. I mean, I took pictures, but I didn't share. But, you know, it's like, man, this is, it's really nice. And I was just taken aback at number one, that they do listen. That all this sewing that I've and tears that I cried and toiling that I've done to raise these little people, that they were like, hey, let's surprise them with a trip. Now, they're supposed to give me a riddle. They put a riddle on my door. But clearly, Paige put the riddle like, pack something light. You won't need much clothes. She put a wave. I'm like, I'm going to the beach. Like,
right, yeah.
That really wasn't a riddle, but nonetheless. She tried.
She worked that out. Right.
It was cute, though. Yeah. It was cute.
It was really cute. Even though the hotel we went to had bed bugs, but they clearly, I did them like that.
They tried, though.
They did. We had to move hotel rooms.
They tried.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah, they were very thoughtful, but we all could have, you know, we could have had a bad situation. But they did try, and I'm forever grateful, because I'm like, they did this. I didn't have to pay for anything the whole time.
Wow.
And I'm still trying to figure out where they got the money from. Like, I don't know.
Don't
you know,
they work?
They do, but I know how much they make, so.
I mean, I'm just saying,
I really don't know how they did it, because as a parent, I try to watch over some things, so I look at all their accounts, so I don't know how they did it, but somehow they did it. And they know I look in their accounts, but you know, they did it, and I didn't have to pay for a thing. I mean,
it was
super dope.
That's beautiful.
So anyway, yeah, keep enjoying the moment. You're right. So summer of 79, so I want to thank you all, B. Hopefully this won't be your last time.
We'll see.
We gotta get you another podcast with the fellas.
With the fellas, yes.
Yeah. With some wine and the fellas.
Okay.
And Brandy B, let me tell you something. Why is she leaning in on the mic? Let me tell you something.
I don't care.
Yeah. No, no. You know, I do appreciate every time we get together and talk, ladies. Definitely. We had a great time before we started recording, and we're going to get off right now, because we got to talk about some more stuff.
Okay. Y'all can't listen.
Y'all can't listen because you're too nosy. It's been great table talk, and bye.
Bye.